We present Wilfred Lawson in Swan Song by Anton Chekhov. It is towards the end of the last century, when actors adopted a style that nowadays might be thought mannered. It was also at a time when theatrical managements had the habit of celebrating a famous actor by allowing him a benefit performance. Svetlovidov has over many years been held in high esteem by demanding, devouring audiences. Now he is old, and now he drinks. This particular benefit has been held not in a great Moscow theater, but in a small theater in the provinces. The performance is over. The audience has left, and the stage is bare and empty of all save theatrical rubbish. Svetlovidov enters wearing the costume of Calchas. He carries a candle in his hand, and, coming from his dressing room, walks onto the darkened stage. He bursts into laughter.
What do you think? You'll never guess. I fell asleep in the dressing room. The performance ends, everyone leaves the theater, and I'm left snoring away peacefully as you like. I'm a fool, a fool. I'm an old dog. I must have got so drunk that I fell asleep in the chair. A fine thing. Congratulations, my darling.
Hilda! Here, devil! Peter!
They're asleep, the devils.
Will the devil take them? 100 devils! And 1 witch! Hilda!
I can't hear a thing except my own echo. I gave Peter and Igor 3 rubles each today for good service. And now they've gone. And naturally, blast their eyes, they've locked up the theater. Tonight was my gala night. And I'd like to know how much beer and wine I've poured into myself. My whole body's on fire, and I can feel 12 tongues squashed up into my mouth. Oh, charmable. Stupid. An old fool gets drunk, and he doesn't even know what he's celebrating. I feel as though my spine has snapped, and my head's split, and everything's cold. My soul feels with damp and dark. Dark as the tomb. Foolish fellow. If you don't care about your health, you might give a thought to your old age. Old age. However much you play the fool and brazen it out, you might as well face it. Your life's finished. Finished. 68 years, and you won't see one of them again. The bottle was empty. Just a few dregs left in the bottom. I am left with the sludge. Yes, that's the situation, my boy. Whether you like it or not, it's time you started rehearsing your next part. The corpse. The angel of death is not so far away. 45 years I've been an actor. And this is the first time I've seen a theater at night. It's strange. It's very strange. Can't see a thing. I just see the prompter's box. Yes. And there's the royal box. And there's the music stand. But all the rest is in darkness. The black bottomless pits. Or a grave, or like. Where death herself can hide. Oh, it's cold. There's a draft howling up like the wind in the chimney. Just the place to call up a few spirits. Damn it. There's shivers running up and down my spine. Eager! Peter! You devils, where are you? Oh, what am I doing talking about the devil? Oh, God, I must give up bad language and give up drinking. I'm old. Yes, it's time I was dying. Men should be going to church when they're 68 and preparing for death. Why, you? Oh, Lord. Bad language. Face like a drunkard. This stupid makeup. I'd rather not look at myself. I won't change. Yes, change. If I had to stay here all night, I'd die of sheer terror. Who are you? Where? What do you want? Who are you?
It's me, sir.
Well, who are you?
It's me, the prompter, Nikita Ivanovich. It's me, sir.
Oh, God. Is it you, Nikita? Well, why are you here?
I always sleep here, sir, in one of the dressing rooms. Only don't tell Mr. Alexis, will you, sir? I've nowhere else to stay, you see, sir.
Oh, Nikita. It's you, is it? I took 16 curtain calls tonight. They gave me 3 bouquets and a mass of other useless things. Everyone's deliriously happy, but not one soul had the sense to come and wake a drunken old man and take him home. I'm an old man, Nikita. I'm 68. And I'm sick. I'm sick. My weak spirit is growing tired. Don't go away, Nikita. I'm old. Helpless, and it's time for me to die. I feel dreadful, dreadful.
Now, sir, it's time you went home.
No, I won't go home. I have no home, no home, no home.
Lord, have you forgotten where you live?
I won't go there, I won't. I'm all alone there. There's no one there, Nikita, no relatives, no housekeeper, no children. I'm alone like the wind in the field. I'll die, and there'll be no one to pray for me. It's dreadful to be alone. No one to comfort me, look after me, put me to bed when I'm drunk. Who do I belong to? Who needs me? Who loves me? Nobody. Nobody loves me, Nikita.
Sir, the audiences love you.
The audience? The audience have gone home. They're asleep, and they've forgotten all about their buffoon. No one needs me. No one loves me. I've no wife, no children.
I'm sorry about that, sir.
I'm a human being, aren't I? I'm alive. There's blood flowing in my veins. Not water. Well, I'm a nobleman, you know, Nikita. I'm of good family. Before I fell into this mess, I was an officer in the artillery. Oh, what a fine young man I was. Handsome, brave, hot-blooded. But what has become of it all? What sort of an actor was I, Nikita? What has become of it all? Where have they gone those days? A moment ago I looked down into the pit and I remembered all of it, all of it. That pit has swallowed up 45 years of my life. And what sort of a life, Nikita? I can look into that pit and see everything down to the last dot as clearly as I can see your face now. Ah, the pleasures of youth, faith, enthusiasm, women. Ah, Nikita, women.
Now, sir, it's time you went to sleep.
When I was a young actor, when I was in the first flood of my enthusiasm, I remember a lady fell in love with me for my acting. She was wonderful. Tall as a poplar, young, innocent, and full of fire, like a summer sunrise. When her blue eyes looked, when she smiled a glorious smile, no darkness could resist her. The waves of the sea break when they hit the rocks, but the waves of her curves would shatter any cliff, any iceberg or any mountain of snow. I remember I was standing in front of her, as I now stand in front of you. At that moment, she was beautiful, more beautiful than ever before. She looked at me, and not even when they lay me in the tomb could I forget that look. She was kind, velvet kind and deep, and she shone with youth. Conquered, blissfully happy, I fell down on my knees before her. But she said, leave the stage. Leave the stage. Do you see? She could love an actor, but be an actor's wife. No, never. I remember the part I played that day. It was a mean, clownish sort of part. As I played, I felt my eyes being opened. I realized then that there is no sanctity of art. No, everything is nonsense. It's a trick. And I am a slave, a plaything for other people's laziness. A clown and a mimic. I saw through my audience that day. From that day on, I stopped believing their applause, their bouquets, their raptures.
I know, sir.
No, that's right, Nikita. They applaud me, pay a whole ruble for my photograph. But I'm a foreigner to them. To them, I'm dirt, not much better than a whore. Their pride makes them want to know me, but they wouldn't lower themselves to let their sisters or their daughters marry me. I don't believe in them. I don't believe in them.
You're upset tonight, sir. You're quite frightening me. Come on, sir.
No, let's go home.
Be sensible.
I saw it all. It cost me dear, that sight, Nikita. After that little episode, after that little girl, I began to play the fool, to live my life anyhow, without looking to the future. I played fools, idiots. I began to corrupt the public. And all the time, what an artist I was. Oh, what talent I had. So I buried my talent, dirtied and debased my speech, destroyed my image and my likeness. That black pit out there has eaten me, swallowed me up. I didn't feel it before, but today, when I woke up, I looked back and behind me, I saw 68 years. I saw what old age is. The song is sung. My song is sung.
Sir, you must calm yourself, sir. Calm yourself. Oh, dear. Igor, Peter.
And what talent I had, what strength. You can't imagine what my diction was like. How much feeling and grace. What chords I could strike in my breast. Enough to choke you. Listen to me. Wait. Let me get my breath. Listen to this. It's out from Boris Godunov. The shade of Ivan takes me as a son. He rises from the grave, declares me Dmitri, bestirs the people to support my claim, and drive the traitor Boris underfoot. I am the prince. Hold! It is shameful thus to lower myself before a Polish maid. Not bad, eh? Wait, listen to this. It's from King Lear. You know what's happening. Black, black sky. Rain, thunder, lightning. Streaking the whole sky. And then... blow, winds, and crack your cheeks. Rage, blow, you cataracts and hurricanes. Spout, you have drenched our steeples, drowned the cocks. You sulfurous and thought-executing fires. Vaunt couriers to oak-cleaving thunderbolts. Singe my white head. And thou, o'er-shaking thunder, strike flat the thick rotundity of the world. Crack nature's moulds, or Germans spill at once that make ingrateful man. Oh, come on. It's the fool's cue. Huh? Let's have the fool's speech. Hurry up.
Nuncle caught holy water in a dry house is better than this rain water out of doors. Good nuncle, in and ask thy daughter's blessing. Here's a night pities neither wise men nor fools.
Rumble, thy bellyful! Spit fire! Spout rain! No rain, wine, thunder, fire are my daughters. I tax not you, you elements, with unkindness. I never gave you kingdom, called you children. Strength, talent, artistry. Now we'll do something else out of an old play. What should it be? Out of Hamlet? Right, I'll begin now. What should it be? Oh, I know. The Recorders. Let me see one. Why do you go about as if you would drive me into a toil?
Oh, my lord, if my duty be too bold, my love is too unmannerly.
I do not well understand that. Will you play upon this pipe?
My lord, I cannot.
I pray you.
Believe me, I cannot.
I do beseech you.
I know no touch of it, my lord.
Tis as easy as lying. You govern these ventures with your fingers and thumb. Give it breath with your mouth, and it will discourse most eloquent music.
I have not the skill.
Why, look you now. How unworthy a thing you make of me. You would play upon me. You would seem to know my stops. You would pluck out the heart of my mystery. And do you think I am easier to be played on than a pipe? Call me what instrument you will, though you can fret me, you cannot play upon me. Bravo, encore. What sort of an old man do that? I'm not old at all, it's nonsense. The blood beats through my veins like a fountain. It means I'm young, fresh, alive. Well, there's talent, Nikita. There's no old age. Am I mad, Nikita? Am I overcome with enthusiasm? Wait one moment. Oh, goodness me, now. Listen to this tenderness, precision. What music it is. Shh, quiet. Silent, the Ukrainian night. The stars glimmering, the night transparent. To overcome its heavy drowsiness, the air no longer wills. The merest rustle stirs in the leaves of silvery poplar trees. What's that?
Peter and Igor must be back. Sir, you're a genius, sir. A genius.
Come here, my boys. Come here, boys. We'd better go and change. I'm not old stuff and nonsense. Why are you crying, my dear old idiots? What are you blubbering about? Come on, that's no good. That's no good. Come on, old man, don't look like that. Come on, there's no need to cry. Where there's art and talent, there can't be old age or loneliness or sickness. Death loses half her sting. It's no good, Nikita. Our song is sung. What sort of a genius am I? A squeezed lemon, a weakling, a rusty nail, and you're an old stage rat, a prompter. It's time to go. Our revels now have ended. What sort of a genius am I? In a serious play, all I can aspire to is attendant to Fortinbras. And now I'm too old for them. Yes. You remember that bit out of Othello, Nikita? Farewell, the tranquil mind. Farewell, content. Farewell, the plumed troop and the big wars that make ambition virtue. Oh, farewell. Farewell, the neighing steed and the shrill trump. The spirit-stirring drum, the ear-piercing fife, the royal banner and all quality, pride, pomp, and circumstance of glorious war.
Genius. Genius.
All this. Listen to this. Away from Moscow, never to return. I flee headlong without a backward glance. To search the world so I can find some nook or corner where the injured heart can rest. My carriage! Bring me my carriage!
That was Wilfred Lawson as the actor Svetlavidov, with John Ruddock as Nikita, the prompter, in Swan Song by Anton Chekhov, adapted and translated by Nicholas Bethel. Production for the BBC was by John Tideman.